Hello, friends. 5 years ago, my family and I were received with warmth and love by the members of St. Matthew's. I remember that day well as we stood near the altar with the pastor and prayed. I also remember thinking that St. Matthew's would be a good church home for our three young boys. I remember that day of being received at St. Matthew's, where there in the presence of God, in the presence of love, we were given the gift of your friendship. Over the last 5 years, our lives have been transformed by the St. Matthew's community. I've learned so much from our friends there about what it means to give without thought of reward. I've also learned from our sadder moments, when conflict hung in the air like a fog, and we felt as though our church might never be the same. It is through these good times and bad that I've grown closer to understanding that God is love, and seeing how love and grace and mercy are ever present, even when we can't see through the fog. This year, we've all struggled through oh so many crises, from the pandemic to record-breaking temperatures and storms. I've felt and feel sadness for our nation, sadness for humankind, and sadness for the natural world. Earlier this year, at the beginning of the pandemic, I felt powerless as I watched the world around me being thrown into disarray. I mourned the loss of normalcy. Then something happened that I did not expect. I felt a call. Now, this did not come to me in a dream or as a burning bush, but rather it arrived in the most humble of ways, as an email. For reasons that are still entirely unclear to me, I was asked to serve on a national COVID-19 task force. I mean, I was happy to serve, of course, but I just didn't understand how or why a deep-sea animal biologist and microbiologist would or could be of use. What did I have to offer? Surely COVID-19 isn't infecting sea stars or whales. But my silliness aside, I didn't know what to expect. I figured all I could do is do the best I could to help. But little did I know that so many of my life experiences, from my career as a seagoing scientist, to my time as an undergraduate in which I studied Italian history as a major, to my experiences as the son of Egyptian immigrants, to my engagement with the Coven Boy Scouts, to my lifelong love of tinkering with engines, little did I know that that could be of service to this amazing group of scientists and policymakers who were toiling to combat the spread of the virus. You see, they needed someone to help them connect with scientists in Italy, which, as you know, was hard struck by the virus. That's something that I could do. This group also needed someone to help with Arabic translation. Maybe not my strong suit, but I knew where to go. They needed to get the word out to children. I could help do that through Scouts. They needed someone who knew about HEPA filters and intermodal shipping containers that act, unfortunately, as makeshift morgues and also act as ad hoc sterilization chambers. That's something in which I could help with. Because, frankly, for the record, I'm kind of obsessed with railroad shipping containers, and I would move my family into a container home at a moment's notice if I had my druthers. But anyway, strangely, it seems I had something to offer. And I've come to see that I'd been sent into the fray not because I have all the answers, but because none of us do. Each one of us can and does make a difference, often in ways that we don't notice. Being sent, it seems, can and does happen to us all, even to those of us who study sea stars. It seems that all we really have to do is listen for that call and look for it in the most humble of places, even in your email. Thank you.